Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One man that may have an indication of where the king may be hiding out or could be working on his draft board. Some think he's on a yacht somewhere preparing for next Thursday. So we'll ask the columnist for the Washington Times, the Hall of Famer himself, Tom Lavero. Tommy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, boss. If you're looking for some kind of intelligence as to where Coach Sheehan is, all I know is he has an undisclosed fortress of solitude somewhere.
Yeah, I know. You know, there have been a couple of sightings. Even if I knew, I wouldn't say. I mean, he does deserve some privacy because you know how big next Thursday night is for him. I mean, there was a time when this was as big for him as it is Santa Claus is for Christmas. I mean, he had so much pressure on him. But now that Ben Standing has basically unseated him as a preeminent expert in the mock draft, I've noticed a bit of a difference in his demeanor. Have you?
Well, I don't know if it's that or if it's just old age setting in, Doc. I mean, you know, he may be coming a little bit more mellow as the years go on.
Yeah, well, it can start so many places with you. Your versatility is unmatched. I want to start with baseball with you. I know, is it safe to say your first love?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So in watching the game, the gambling deal, the interpreter, Ohsani, all this whole thing, Galdi made a great point about his production being off from prior years and that. And so I'll ask you that. Do you think that whether or not he's involved, let's say he has no knowledge of this and that he is clean, clearly it has affected his psyche?
It sure seems to. I mean, the attention being paid to him, and it's funny because he just went cross town from the Angels to the Dodgers, but he might as well got into a different universe. I mean, because no matter how hard the Angels have tried over the years, they don't operate in the same level as the Dodgers do.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know that, being a longtime Dodgers fan.
Yeah, I grew up there.
So already the attention is ratcheted up. And I'm thinking he probably suffered a sense of embarrassment from what all the attention that went through with the gambling controversy and investigation that's still going on. Yeah, I'd be shocked if it didn't affect him at some point. And, you know, sometimes just a change, you know, in teams will always affect anybody, no matter what else is going on. But I have no doubt that he'll come around and be the big productive home run hitter and big bat that the Dodgers thought they were getting.
Talking to Galls, and we're talking about Tyler Wells going on a 15-day DL for his O's, and this arm issues that seem to have always been. Is it more now? Is it the timer, pitch count? What do you sense? I mean, guys are hitting that radar gun at higher levels than ever. Is it starting earlier? Is there a solution in your mind?
Well, there's no simple solution. And anyone who sits there and says that they know why this is happening is foolish, because there have been all kinds of theories that have been put out there. When Steven Strasburg got drafted by the Nationals, I wrote as a joke, let's just get the Tommy John surgery over with now. Well, a year later, he underwent Tommy John surgery, and I wrote a column then saying, okay, this is he had been baseball's biggest star. People forget, like, when he came up, that was the early stages of social media and Twitter. And Strasburg on Twitter was a huge deal. I mean, every pitch he threw in the minor leagues was an event. It was all an event then. And then, so you had baseball's big, you know, star pitcher, young stud, going on the DL and having to go Tommy John surgery. That would have been the time, I wrote, to have a blue ribbon panel commissioned by the baseball commissioner with people from Little League all the way up to major leagues to figure out what's the problem here, to do an in-depth study as to why young pitchers are getting hurt and how you can change it from the beginning, because you got to catch it early. I mean, I think you have to catch this on a little league level, and you have to have the organization, all these organizations that train kids, you have to have them as part of the solution. So that's what they've been waiting, and here we are, you know, Strasburg's retired, and we're still talking about the same thing. That's what's desperately needed, some kind of involved, in-depth study that's inclusive from people from youth baseball to the major leagues, and then try to figure out a way to reduce these injuries.
I mean, I'm still a sucker for Williamsport and watching Little League World Series and all of that, but you do and they do have pitch counts, and they have certain rules and things in it. I wish it had been that way 100 years ago. Might have made a difference in a lot of young kids. A very interesting story I thought about you this morning, Suarez, in terms of, and maybe you have seen this, but for me, blew my mind that this guy, I get made his first start in Major League Baseball in 8 years. And so if you look at the distance between starts, 2,395 days, September 26th, 2017, and he goes out at those 5 2/3 innings, 3-hitter, 4Ks, 75 pitches, and hit the gun at 96 miles an hour at 34 years old. So I was wondering, is that one of a story that even got your attention?
Yes, it did. It did to some extent, but we have to do what we can for these pitchers right now, because, I mean, as far as it is right now, you know, pitching has been diminished because right now a 6-inning start is a quality start. You know, everyone's afraid to let these pitchers go through the third time on the lineup. And pitchers are the stars of baseball. I mean, you know, you have the stars like Mookie Betts and Bryce Harper, but when people check which game they're going to go to, they look at pitching matchups, okay? And the pitchers are the biggest stars. And if we diminish their stature, you know, and the injuries contribute to that, we're diminishing the game.
Well, I mean, the beauty about baseball is that it is, I think, back to where my age, your age, our generation. And I know we're talking to these youngsters now, they don't get it, that it was numeral uno. And it was nothing bigger than that. And I do sense that their interest is swinging. I'm kind of like into tonight, and I know it's 5 years off, but you as a historian, no one predicted the pandemic, but it was a rotten, raw deal that the Nats, you don't want to be a team that has denied your victory lap. You can never make that up, but what do you sense that'll happen as they try to kind of rewrite history a little bit without its stars coming back in this campaign that will start tonight?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great weekend at Nats Park, particularly with Houston coming to town, the team that they wound up beating in the World Series in 2019. I think the most interesting figure to me of the returning Nats is Howie Kendrick. Howie Kendrick had such a huge impact on that team. He was arguably the difference maker on that team in 2019 compared to 2018. They signed Kendrick in 2018, but he got hurt early in the season and missed almost the entire year. And they struggled that year. That was Davey Martinez's first year. In 2019, they had a healthy Kendrick. He could play multiple positions. He was a big-time clutch hitter, a huge leader in the clubhouse, a big influence on Juan Soto and the younger players. And we know in the postseason, he had the Grand Slam home run against your Dodgers in the NLCS. Yep. And then he had the big home run in Game 7 of the World Series, the ping off the foul pole in Houston. Howie Kendrick, it's like, in a way, like Braden Holtby and the save for the Capitals in 2018. Those guys should never have to buy a drink in this town again for their particular moments. They weren't here very long, although Holtby was here for a while, but he's been gone a long time since. But Howie Kendrick belongs on that list of guys who drink for free.
Man, that is a great honor. I mean, that might eclipse a lot of honors that I noted that we, the Sixers honored Allen Iverson with a statue at the practice facility, which they have a number of players that they line, I guess, their practice facility with that. But I think that the runner-up for the Heisman is one of the coolest things. I'm not certain if it's still in existence, but back 100 years ago, the runner-up, I believe, got a credit card that allowed them to eat or go wherever they wanted. I thought it was unlimited. I thought that was almost better than a trophy. And that because the following year we get a new winner. Eventually, in our sports society, we don't just keep talking about the Heisman Trophy. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you did. But it's not one of those things we kind of dwell on. But that credit card, unlimited grub, dude, you just came up with one I think is brilliant. Drinks for life. And those, I can see those moments.
I know the event starts tonight at Nats Park. I'll be out there Sunday. And it'll be good to see Howie Kendrick, who is a stand-up guy, who should be working for this organization in some capacity. He's working somewhere in baseball. I forget which team he's working for now. But if you're the Learners and you know the impact that guy had, you should have hired him right away to be a special assistant somewhere in this organization.
Yeah, well, then leave it up to us. Now we start beating that drum. We make things happen, man. And now you got me I'm on the team now with it. So let's see if we can kick up some dust for Howie Kendrick. And your event, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the air, you know, Kokens tournament with a locker where they raise lots of money for great cause and your tournament for the Grays. I look forward to doing anything I can do to help people if people have done for me and with tournaments or whatever. But that's one of those things I circle, man. And I hope there's not a 21-inch snowstorm on that particular day because I look forward to it. It ain't you to toot your own horn, but I'll toot it for you. Why don't you throw out the particulars on that if anyone would like to help and participate in what is a great cause. Not for Tom Lavero, but for young kids that may not have an opportunity to be privy to this equipment and to play the great game of baseball.
Well, that's exactly what we do, Doc, at the D.C. Grays. We create opportunities for kids who might not have them. In the poorest districts of town, Ward 7 and Ward 8, we basically... We're a two-fold organization. We field a team in the Cal Ripken Summer Collegiate Baseball League. It's a summer wooden bat league, like the Cape Cod League, but it's a local league. There's teams throughout the DMV. we're the DC Grays, and it's college players who are playing from all over the country who, you know, are playing a 40-game wooden bat season. Dusty Baker's son, Darren, who's now in the Nationals organization, played for the DC Grays one summer. So we have that, and we also have the DC Grays MVP program, where we supply equipment, uniforms, coaches, set up the schedules and stuff for more than about 250 boys and girls, baseball and softball. We do it all. It's paid for. They don't have to pay for anything, okay? All the way up through high school. We even help some of these kids, if they have a chance to play college ball, prepare to play college baseball, too. And it's something that we do year-round, too. And that's all done through donations. And the Cigars and Curveballs event, Monday, May 6th, at Shelley's Back Room from 6 to 8 p.m., is one of the ways we raise money for all the work that we do. And, Doc, it's always great to see you there. You're a big part of the success of that event.
Well, I know that what baseball did in my life, it was my first love. It was just, I can't imagine not having it, because as hard as your parents work to keep you in the straight and narrow, what you need is that incentive to not let your teammates down as well. And sometimes that incentive from the outside and having a group that depends on you to play shortstop or to pitch in game one or game two, whatever it is. And I still believe that I talked with my catcher the other day, Lionel J. Cooks. We call him Freight Train. And we were from second grade all the way up. But he was my catcher with the Dodgers. And I did a segment last weekend on overtime. And I was saying that I was undefeated. I've never been undefeated but once in sports. I played from 9 years old till 30, and once 25-0 with the Yankees in Pony League. And it's like, and I asked people to call, and we had people calling in about when they had undefeated teams. Everybody remembers that special season. And more so than not, it was in baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's the connection.
Yeah, it's magical.
That's the connection. It really is.
Yeah.
While the NFL has become a religion in this league, baseball is still a passion.
Oh, no question. Patience. The thing about it is that you don't know when the ball is coming to you, but you have to be ready for it. And it's just, there's so many principles. Plus, you learn to score games as a kid.
Yes.
So you're scoring games, and that's why I hated these high school coaches that were having their kids come to them to get a play. I go, what? I was 11, and I was getting signals. But anyway, that's a topic for another day, and we can't afford you anymore. Your limit's up, and your agent will wear me out, and I promised him I would not go overtime. Last time we had you on, I blew my budget. Lavero, we love you. I can't wait to see you on May 6th. You are, as Coach would say, simply one of the best. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, Doc. Always enjoy it.
My man. That is the legend himself, Washington Times columnist Tom Lavero. And G from the shop said, put Bobby Dandridge on that list about free drinks for life. Back with more here on the Sheehan Show. DOC and Heavy Metal Chris.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shout out to Tom Levero. Fantastic. Galdi, Levero, two flamethrowers. Pressure's on, but that's what Coach McAdams is built for. He loves that challenge, man. When you're batting in the third hole, hey, man, you got to be built for it. What a great topic, though. Drink for free lists. Now, let's be responsible. Otherwise, we'd be creating alcoholics. We don't want to do that. How about a way we frame this in that a free, not one, because one may not do it, but we got to figure out a way not to kill a person. Now, we've been messing around and giving somebody a license. We might as well have to be accused of murder. But it's got to be some way to word this. I haven't figured that out yet. But I do appreciate G from the shop. Howie Kendrick, he said, is similar to Bobby Dandridge to the drink for free list. Bobby D and that championship run, and most of these people are associated with a championship run. Can we make that a prerequisite? Like, you can't be in last place and do that, even though we love you to death. But no, there's got to be a ring involved in it. Beyonce say putting a ring on it?
So you had to win the championship then.
The championship. You have to be a champion. All right? You have got to be a Laker. Oh, did I say that? That was a slip. I didn't mean to say that, but yeah, 17 times. I get it. Not to take anything away from the Celtics. Excuse me. Who, if I'm not mistaken, they also have 17. Pardon me. Fact check that for me, Chris. I think Boston has 17 as well. I could be wrong, but there'd be a first for everything eventually.
They're both 17. Yeah, yeah. They were close. I remember the last time they played.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Well, yep. You know what? We're not afraid of competition. And I'm not trying to swing this to hoops yet, but I love the fact that people think the purple and gold have no chance. Now, look, I love Humpty Dumpty. He's my favorite player. But how dare you? How dare you say that the purple and gold have no chance to win? Okay.
Well, I think because they got swept by the Nuggets last time. So
it don't matter what has happened in the past. Was that a championship round?
It was the finals.
And they got swept.
Yeah, the winner was going to the championship. So yeah,
really?
They got swept by the Nuggets.
That.
Yep.
My memory, you know, fades a little bit sometimes, I guess. I guess. All right, we have some patience. Is that lap still on?
Yes, sir.
All right, lap. Appreciate your patience, man. But then again, did you see James Brown when he was in D.C.?
Nah, I never seen him.
You never saw him live? What's the last big concert
Lap? Last big concert I've been to? Maseko. I saw Maseko at the Fillmore.
Wow.
Have you seen him?
No, I haven't.
Or heard about
him? I haven't. I'm too old to stand in line now.
He's a modern-day jazz player. Yeah, he plays like every instrument, man.
Oh, you know what? I have heard. Yeah, I've seen him on TV. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah,
that's great. Yep. So what's on your mind?
Yeah. Nothing, man. Just getting ready for this draft, man. You know, I'm with great anticipation, man. Just hoping that we get it right, man. You know, I've been saying I want Jaden and Daniels for the longest, so we'll see what they're gonna do, man. And let's get the winning, man. Get the winning culture back, man. Get the winning,
yeah.
Like you said, man. Yeah.
You gotta get the culture before you get the wins.
No more.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
that's it's kind of old.
Last place no more.
Well, you can't expect to change. Division. Yeah, you can't expect them to change if you keep feeding them and rubbing them down, and you know, treating them like they're winning. You gotta earn that, man. Yeah, you gotta
earn it, man.
You gotta earn it.
And I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why I want Jaden Daniels, man. I want a guy with some confidence, man, some swagger, man. You know, like, people try to dismiss the RG3 season, man, but one thing about him, man, and people might not like his father, might not like his attitude, you know, his personality, but that man, confidence, man, was through the roof. You know what I'm saying? And when you play like that, man, I can rock with you, man. So
yeah, had we had a stable system, it would have worked. But if you put him in an unstable, then he takes it over. See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I don't know nobody's parents. First of all, I'm not letting nobody's parents in my program. That's out. See, that's out. So that would never happen. And what I've heard about Daniels in his past, his mom at Arizona State, that could come up. That would never happen with him. Never, not happening.
Yeah.
See, not happening. See, you got to understand this right now. I've got time for that. As Coach would say, that's foolishness. Yeah, I'm trying to help your baby. I'm trying to help your baby boy become a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
Now, if you get out of my way, I can help you get there. If you think you know more than I do, then take him and both of y'all get the hell out of town. See, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Because I know that's not going to work.
Yes,
you lost me when you started letting him run your household. That ain't going to happen. That's why they don't have 12-year-olds driving. There's a reason why they came up with that rule to be 16 or whatever they decided. There's a reason they came up with 21. See, I'm not dealing with that. As Coach would say, that's foolishness. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not changing because of you. Because I know your net worth. I already know your net worth. See, that's why, I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that. We've done that here over and over again. Now, we have adults in charge. So let's let them do their thing. If they if they draft you in the first pick, I'm going to be clapping my hands. I'm going to be clapping. I'm going to go lap, knock them out. Appreciate the phone call, dog. I'm going to be going, go lap, go.
Appreciate you too, dog. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, good deal. JYD, boy, you spent a lot of time in the DMV, JYD. I love you for that. What's
up? Hey, how you doing, my man?
You know what I'm doing, man. I got to get through this tsunami of people, man. This is like we getting it done because people realize we are 6 days away from changing the direction of our fate. And we're excited about it. See, you already number one, JYD. You cherry picking. You a world champion.
Well, that might be true, but see, when it comes down to this draft, you're 6 days away. But it comes down to I hear all these people ever since the season ended, Jaden Daniels. Okay, only thing I can say about that is be careful what you wish for. Because we don't know whether, you know, that was said or not, whether or not he said that he wanted to pay, you know, he'd rather play at L.A. for Antonio Pierce and all like that or whatever, and wishing that it would be a trade back and that they would come up and get this or whatever. We don't know whether that was said or whatnot, but you have to say, you have to look at it to say, look, we want people here who want to be here, and you want people who are hungry. If you ain't hungry, you ain't going to last in this sport. And another thing, there's a guy at Howard University. His first name is A-N-I-M, Anim. And his last name is Dakwa, D-A-K-W-A-H. Comes from Ghana. 6 foot, he's about 6 foot seven, 6 foot eight. Plays left offensive tackle. He probably won't even be drafted, but he might be out there as a free agent. I would love for the Kansas City Chiefs to pick him up and see what they can do with him, because we still need a left tackle. But
well, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, you my guy. You know, you my guy. But I don't give a damn about Kansas City till the season starts. So I'm selfish right now. It's all burgundy and gold. Have a great day. We're going right now.
Wait a minute. I got one more thing to ask you, Doc.
You was talking about
the pitchers and the arm high, whatever.
Yeah.
This is because there are certain pitches that they should not be throwing until later on in their career, so they can build up their muscles and their fibers in their elbows and tendons.
Oh, I agree. But we got to mandate that. We got to get more. We got to get together on this because this is killing careers.
It's got to be a collaboration.
Yeah, we got to do it. Junkyard, I got to roll. I got to get now to Robert in Annapolis before the break. What up?
Good morning, Doc. You got to put Barry Trotz on that list of free whatever. I don't know how many coaches the Capitals have had over the years, but he was the only one to list that Stanley Cup trophy. I'm not quite sure why they didn't re-sign him coming back. But,
boy. But George McPhee, the Undertaker, he would get my vote. The Undertaker, I'm telling you what,
there you go.
I don't know how they feel about him, but I love him.
Yep. By the way, on the Michael Penix Jr. Comments, I don't promote any of these quarterbacks over the other, but if Washington or any team is sold on him, they should not be dissuaded by this age thing. Wait, the guy's 24, for Christ's sake. Or the injuries. I understand where there'd be a concern about injuries. But how many teams would trade their first-round pick for Joe Burrow, who's missed two of his four seasons, is about 4 years older, and plus he's being paid over $50 million a year? If a guy is your guy, you go for him. Now, if you want to think you can strategically trade back and get him, that I understand that. And your producer had mentioned that the Ravens had picked third in the 2012. They must have made a trade. Those guys haven't been picking in the top 10 since the beginning of their existence. When they did pick Jonathan Ogden there with a second or third pick, which turned out pretty well. So, anyhow, good luck to whoever you guys pick. We'll see where it goes.
We appreciate you feeling sorry for us, Robert. Enjoy your day.
I don't feel sorry.
One day I want to be in your position, where I can look down on an organization and mock them, and just laugh at them. And you don't do it in a crappy way. You do it classy. I appreciate that.
You would look good in purple and black. You really would. You'd be in a nice suit for you for that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure I would, but it ain't going to happen. And I respect you. But no,
okay,
blood, burgundy and gold to my blood run cold. To that one,
we
will go on break. Heavy metal.
Thank you, Bill.
Take it away.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. According to Heavy Metal Chris, we Nats game should be pretty cool. No precipitation, no real major threat of we losing a chance at the ball game, and that's good news. I love to hear that. It is in game. We will get to some hoops. At the top of the hour, the coach is going to join us. A lot is, where do you stand, this NBA thing, man? Do you get sucked into the in-game, play-in game, this game, that game? I think the NBA has worked. I think they've generated a lot more interest than usually they garner until the playoffs actually start.
I like it a lot more than those, like, remember the opening round you saw be 5-game series instead of 7?
Yeah.
I definitely like it more than that. Even though they're teams I don't always care as much about. The thing, I've heard people complain, you know, there's been some injuries with Zion and Jimmy Butler getting injured. And I'll tell you, Jimmy Butler is one of my absolute favorite players to watch in the playoffs. I don't care what team he's on. I don't really care about that. But he's just so fun to watch in the playoffs.
No question. Love him. Love him. You know what he reminds me of? And we had G from the shop who said, we were talking about who would you want to buy. I don't know. We got to frame this better. Who would you want to buy a drink for, or should always never have to buy his own drink? Bobby D came up. We were talking about Howie Kendrick, who started it off. Barry Trotz has been nominated. You know who I would nominate? Polly. From the 757. Every time he walk in the room, somebody ought to go, that one's on me. 757, what up?
Hell to the W. Doc, what's going on, man? I appreciate that, man. Hey, you know who I'm charging double for? You know who I'm charging double for a drink?
I can't
Robert
imagine.
From Please. Annapolis, man. F you, man. I'm charging him double, man. Defector. You know he was drinking from the burgundy and gold goblet in the 80s. And look, man, Ravens been fake tough guys since Ray Lewis retired. Ain't did nothing.
Well, I don't know, Robert. I don't remember Robert from anything other than the Ravens. You think he was a closet burgundy and gold?
He already admitted it. He admitted it before, man. That's my only
thing. Okay.
He come up here. All he's doing, man, is what he say. What coach used to say? Fattening frogs for snakes.
Superman. Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, guess what? He ain't going to jump up and bite me. I'm going to cut that grass, bro. He ain't did nothing since Ray Lewis retired. Fake tough guy. Get y'all off. Beat Kansas City. How about that? Anyways, man. Hey, the guy that should never pay for a drink today is Jalen Brunson, man. Jalen Brunson for the Knicks, man.
Look, man.
I ain't had this feeling since Patrick Ewing. You know what I mean? Listen. The boy's stats this season was ridiculous. The only two other players that had his stats for a season won the MVP in that season, and that was Larry Bird and Steph Curry. You know? So that's who you shouldn't have to buy a drink. And I got another one, man. Charles Oakley should never have to buy a drink, because if he does, he might slap somebody. You know? So those are my two players right there, Brunson and Oakley, man. You talking about NBA? I'm excited for the playoffs, man. This is gonna be something special this year, man. The West is crazy because the top 16 in the West, you can actually say they have a chance to win the title. You can say that. You know what I mean?
And
of course,
I agree.
Of course, I'm excited about my Knicks in the East. So I think this is going to be a very outstanding and entertaining playoffs this year.
It's worth the wait for the Knicks. I praise their fan base, because like the Cleveland Browns fan base, they're not fair weather. They never leave them. They stick through the tough times. And that, to me, is important.
Hey, Doc, we're crazy and delusional, man.
You have to be. All the great fan bases are.
Hey, listen, we thought we were going to go to the chip with Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, no, I remember the excitement. Man. Yeah, no, it's a rush.
But you know what? That's what makes it fun, man. The love. Hey, that's the same feeling I got for our boys in the Burgundy and Gold, too, man. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for this draft. I'm excited for the offseason. You know, I'm ready for the season already. You know what I mean? I love the Knicks, and I love Washington. Hey, we need to go back to Washington football team. I love the Washington team. I love the Burgundy and Gold, man. You know, and that's how it's always going to be. So I'm excited, man. Usually, it was a guy who called me the most passionate fan. I said, no, I'm the most pissed off fan, because I used to go from Washington football to Knicks basketball and Georgetown basketball. So I was always mad all the time. You know what I mean? Things are starting to turn in the right directions for my team, man. So I'm good. I'm feeling good. And that, well, hey, you never have to pay for a drink. You know that, man. Come on,
or dog. Cigar. Hey, man, water. As long as I got H2O, I'll be good. 757, man.
Hey, man.
Appreciate you, man. Have a good one. That was great.
I
love it, man. When we connect, I didn't know Bali was a diehard orange and blue Patriot. Now I know that. I put him in the Knickerbockers deal. I just love Knick Nation because they're real, and they don't just pop up when they're good. They never leave. They never ever depart from their team. And they have been terrible at times. It's like the Bulls are really my most disappointing franchise, because what he brought to that crew, if they had the Knicks loyalty, they'd still be rocking. How you could just collapse based on what that crew did for you, to me, is unforgivable. You know, and you can't help but whenever you see the jersey being that good, I mean, it's just. But the fact that there's new blood in the NBA, because the public gives up on the NBA quicker than any of our major sports. But when it starts lighting it up at the right time, there's nothing that can compare to it when it's going right. I mean, it's going to be crazy. That's why this weekend, and the coach, Butch McAdams, is going to put him to the fire. High noon, putting the coach to the fire, and it's going to be well worth the wait. Damascus is our next stop. Christopher, what up?
If G is going baseball, I'm going basketball. Please give Michael drink. Michael Graham, no drinks on me, buddy.
You know what? I'm putting that to the list. Because my boy Graham. He's a treasure. And
Slayed the dragon. Slayed the vice lama jamma.
The Hoya. And the thing about it is that Michael Graham is like a glue guy. He's a dude. The enforcer. Now, they had Patrick, and you got Coach. That team, that Hoya team, everybody's got one. I'm not going to throw the name out there. Because I want you to throw the name out there. I got him in mind. I see him. He's in our market. He's doing one hell of a job at what he does. I think of him the same way you think of Graham. I love this dude, man. And he did a lot of dirty work. But he is balling out right now with a microphone. And there's two of them that come into that category. And I just hope they get mentioned before we go off the air today. And we won't finish with this. We'll keep it going on X. But it's a good move. And it doesn't surprise me that Lavero, the Hall of Famer, would come up with this. It's a nugget I'm going to bring this on all weekend. I can't wait to get to overtime and play this tune. It's like Billy Joel at the piano, you know, in his special. Man, he rocked the world. I was like, well, this is what happens. If you are that good that long, longevity is the key. You can pop up and get a hit. But if you can be that good that long, you balling. And that's the key. That's good stuff. I really like that. Michael Graham. Are you familiar with Graham Metal?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. You talking about the Enforcer. Michael Graham? Hoya? Hey, Chris, I'm going to tell you something. I guarantee you, he had some of them kids scared to death to play against him.
He scared me a little bit because I thought he might get a technical or something, but he's back.
I'm telling you, he is.
When did he play?
The fact that Michael Graham, beg your pardon?
When did he play?
He played when the Hoyas, the 84, the national championship team.
Yeah. That's a Michael little before Graham. My time. I was probably about like 6 or something then.
Yeah, I know, but your mother is a brilliant woman who taught you how to read and taught you how to research. Yeah, so you could. But this dude, you love him, Chris. He's like you. Big, physical dude. I'm going to tell you what. And one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. I love the brother, man. He comes out to a lot of our Pro View events. But when he was on that floor, Patrick could have done anything. I know he scared the death out of people. I'm telling you, it's no different than Wilson with the Capitals. All good teams have somebody that everybody's scared of on his own team. That's when you know you have a good team because everybody got a dude that is like, man, I can tell you that and I don't want to throw out anybody's dirty laundry with it because that's not fair. But we had some dudes, Pete Cronin, Red Wings. This dude, one of my favorite teammates, is Pete Cronin. It's like you have no idea how wild this dude was. And it's one of the reasons why on winning teams, you have people that are so important to the process. You don't win without them. And yet you may not even know who they are. You may not even have heard of them. But we don't win without Pete Cronin. I don't ever, ever want to be on a broadcast and not mention Otis Wansley. If I'm talking about how you win. You want to know how to win? You're not going to win if you don't have an Otis Wansley on your team. If you don't have a Neil Okowicz on your team. I don't give a damn what they do with this draft. All y'all focus on is the first round. Just go ahead and do that. Do all that you want to do. But I guarantee you this. If you don't have a Brian Keith Mitchell on your team, you ain't going to bust a grape. And he was picked in the 5th round. He'd never, ever caught a punt in his life. So stop chasing the tail, running around repeating everything you hear about all this draft stuff. You're getting played. Okay? You're getting played. This brother's going to receive an award, a career achievement award, tonight as the NFL's all-time leading punt returner and kickoff returner. And he never caught one in college. Don't you get it? You got to get the right people on your side. And then you have to surround them with the right coaching. And then you got to have a strength and conditioning. Now, that they have. That's the only thing I can walk down the plank and guarantee you that when they walk in that weight room over there, they're second to none. That's how you win. All that other stuff is bull malarkey. You got sold a bill of goods. But that day, that's over now. If you want to know how to win, just ask somebody. All right? The break, we go to that next hour when we come back. We're going hoops hard with the coach. We're going hard at him. Don't let up. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.